You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. The Doc NYC Festival opens tonight and runs through the end of next week at theaters in Chelsea and The Village. It's the ninth year for the festival, the largest documentary film festival in the country. The festival's co-founders are Tom Powers and Rafaela Nehausen, who also host WNYC's Documentary of the Week. And Tom Powers is with me now in the studio to discuss this year's festival. Tom, it's always great to have you here with us.
Thank you. Love being here.
Tom, when we have so many choices of documentaries to watch at home, what do audiences get by coming to a film festival?
Well, many of these films are world premieres, so our audiences are the first to see them. Most of the films have directors in person for a Q&A, and many of them have other special guests. We have the actress Olympia Dukakis, who's going to be at a film biography called Olympia. And late night show host Seth Meyers is going to be in person for a conversation about his IFC TV series, Documentary Now. That's a parody series of documentaries, and he's going to preview an episode from next year's season.
The Q&A is always one of my favorite parts because you can't have a conversation with your television, right, Tom?
That's right.
And you have a whole section devoted to stories set just in New York City. What can audiences expect there?
So that section is called Metropolis. One of the compelling films there is there's a character named Matt Green who has walked every block of New York City, all five boroughs. So there's a film about him called The World Before Your Feet, and Matt Green will be there, presumably with his walking shoes on. but the Metropolis section, just like Matt Green, covers all aspects of New York City. And one other film I'd like to highlight is called Barbara Rubin and the Exploding New York Underground. This takes us back to the art scene of Andy Warhol and Bob Dylan. The filmmaker Barbara Rubin was a big part of both their lives and a key figure in that scene, but her story hasn't really been told before. So in the Metropolis section, I really think of it as a place to encounter new New York characters and really re-enchant yourself with the city.
And you brought this really vibrant catalog in with you, and looking through it, I see several films that address the fight for women's equality, which feel really timely, coming just 1 year after the Me Too movement launched.
So that theme is very prominent in a film called This Changes Everything, which has a who's who of women in Hollywood in it, from Meryl Streep to Shonda Rhimes to Gina Davis, who's an executive producer on the film. And they use a lot of interviews with these women and also film clips that in this context really show us just the casual sexism that exists throughout our entertainment.
Any other surprises, Tom?
Well, we dropped a big surprise on Monday when we announced the long-awaited world premiere of the Aretha Franklin concert documentary, Amazing Grace. Back in 1972, Aretha Franklin recorded this album in a Los Angeles church. It went on to be her biggest selling album. And not that many people knew at the time that it was filmed by Sidney Pollack, the great Hollywood director. That film remained in the vaults for decades. The Franklin estate gave permission for it to be shown soon after her death in August, and we're thrilled to be the first place to show it.
All right, so 135 features plus documentary shorts. It's really exciting, but it's also pretty overwhelming. So where do you suggest people start?
Well, for newcomers, I'd point to a section we have called Shortlist, and there we pick 15 documentaries that we think will be the top contenders for Oscar season. Tonight at the festival, Rashida Jones and Alan Hicks will present their film Quincy about Quincy Jones, the father of Rashida Jones. And tomorrow night, Michael Moore will present his film Fahrenheit 11/9, taking place on the date 11/9, the two-year anniversary of Donald Trump's election. The festival has wound up picking the eventual Oscar winner and most of the nominees. So if you want to get a head start on your Oscar pool, the DocNYC shortlist is the place to start.
Tom Powers, co-founder and artistic director of the DocNYC Film Festival, thanks for coming in.
Thank you.